club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey of the day for Thursday, July 25th, goes to a Georgia woman named Lillianne Tarver. Now, Lillianne was faced with a disappointment that we all have been faced with at some point in our lives, and that disappointment is being at McDonald's and receiving cold French fries.
Hell no.
I have to say that's the number one disappointment at McDonald's. The second greatest disappointment at Mickey D's is when the ice cream machine is broke. But receiving cold French fries has to be number one. Nothing worse than when you go through the drive-thru and drive off and realize those fries are not hot. Okay, you have to bust that U-turn and get back in line. That's why when you pull up at McDonald's, you have to tell them off top, make sure the fries are hot. All right, it's about an extra 5-minute wait time, but it's worth it, all right? It's worth it to burn your hands and the roof of your mouth for those fresh McDonald's French fries. Now, how you react to not receiving fresh, hot fries from McDonald's says a lot about you. Okay, I actually think McDonald's should do commercials, if they haven't already, showing people the proper way to order French fries and the proper way to react when the French fries are cold. Okay, I understand the level of disrespect receiving cold French fries can make you feel, simply because the person who gave you those fries knows those fries were cold, so why are they playing with you like that? All right, the person who served you those fries knows exactly what they were doing when they put those cold-ass French fries in that red carton, all right? He knows nobody wanted those, all right? But he or she is too busy trying to fill orders and keep the line moving that they not thinking about you and how you feel and how those cold fries will affect your day. Lillianne Tarver, on a lot of levels, is a victim, okay? Receiving cold fries at McDonald's is a crime against humanity. But Lillianne, because she doesn't know proper how to deal with cold French fries protocol, allowed herself to be tricked off the streets. See, according to the New York Post, Lillianne ordered fries from the Garden City McDonald's outpost, then returned soon after because her order was cold. I'm telling you, that return rage when you just ordered your food and drive off and the first thing you go to is the fries and they cold. Ooh, you just gonna disrespect me like that? Okay? I understand the feeling, but we have to check ourselves, catch ourselves, and not make emotional decisions, okay? Can't move off emotion. You got to move off strategy. Life is about choices, people. And Lillianne, she did not make the right choice. Would you like to know what Lillianne did when she returned to the McDonald's after finding out her French fries were cold? Let's go to WTOC CBS 11 for the report, please.
Garden City police officers arrested Lillianne Tarver after employees say she fired a gun inside the McDonald's because she was mad about her fries. This all happened yesterday. Tarver is facing 12 charges.
But before the woman shot that gun, the employee tells me there was a full-fledged brawl in the kitchen.
Physically fighting, like I had to grab her because she was putting up a set like this, and I had to seize my moment when I knew I could. When she bent down, I grabbed her hair and I just started slinging her all across the floor.
Watson says Tarver left and went to her car. When she came back, she had a gun in her hands. As for Lillianne Tarver, police arrested her on Liberty Parkway after she left McDonald's. She's now facing aggravated assault and battery charges.
Oh, this is gonna be a good one. You wanna do guess what race this is?
We didn't show the picture?
They did.
Oh, I think we showed the picture.
But I've never been that mad about
it. What race you thought it was?
No, just curious.
Steve, would you like to chime in?
You already seen it.
Oh, you saw it, Steve? I didn't see it. I don't know what race she is, to be honest. I really don't, honestly.
What's her name?
Lillianne Tarver.
Lillianne Tarver, okay. What do you think, Charlamagne? Since you don't know what she looks like,
I don't know what race she is, but this sounds like nigger treating me.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I don't know exactly what race she is. I don't. I really don't. But it sounds like niggardry.
There's powerful niggardry at work.
Okay. But I will say.
She is a black woman.
She is.
I knew it.
Okay. Steve, I don't like you looking, putting your hands in the air like, oh, is there ever a debate? I don't like that, Steve. All right? Lillianne was disrespected. And even though it's stupid, sometimes you have to applaud people for having the heart to do what we all have thought about at one point in time.
To shoot somebody over some fries?
You ain't never thought about it?
No. Just
never.
You.
Not over fries. Come on.
Oh, okay. Well,
the other things I don't like is if the fries have too much salt on them.
You can ask for no salt, too.
You can ask for less salt. But when they give it to you, and you, I like a little bit of salt, but sometimes it's just too much salt.
What? Ask for less? Come here, Steve.
If you want to ensure you get hot fries at McDonald's, when you order, you say you don't want salt, and they have to do a fresh batch. It's by their rules.
Oh, so you can't just say I want hot fries?
Yeah, you can also just say I want this a fresh
want
French hot fries.
You have to make a whole new batch.
Oh, okay.
I used to work at McDonald's.
Steve used to work at McDonald's.
When I was in high school.
Okay.
It's not much of an upgrade in your life now, Steve. Just want to throw that out there.
You made more at McDonald's.
You probably did.
You probably make more at McDonald's than you do at Revolt.
Absolutely.
But at least he ate good at McDonald's.
Absolutely. Less vacations, too.
It was better.
Listen, do I have to explain to you all that this is not the way to react when the fries are not hot?
Okay? No, you don't have to explain that.
All right. All right. All you have to do is, you know, before you order your fries, tell them you want hot, fresh fries, or do what Steve just said. Tell them you want no salt.
No salt.
And then make an extra batch, okay? Extra 5 minutes, but it'll prevent you from shooting up the place, all right? You know, in life, you have to weigh the pros and cons. Destiny is never a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. If you love McDonald's French fries this much, why would you do something that will cause you to end up in a place where there are no Mickey D's fries, period? Ain't no Mickey D fries in jail, babe. All right? Cold, hot, or otherwise. Lillian is proof that it is our choices that show what we truly are. All right? Please give Lillian Tarver the biggest ER. I know it sounded a little off.
That was a lot off.
No, because I was going to use Remy's hee-haw, but I didn't think that was appropriate.
But now you ever order like a
Remy's
a cheeseburger?
On probation. I don't want her around no shootings.
You ever order a cheeseburger and you say no onions, no pickles, and then you get home and there's onions and pickles and just ruins your burger?
Who orders a cheeseburger with no onions and pickles from McDonald's?
I get a number two with ketchup only. You never got that.
I get my Beyond Burgers with no onions. I hate onions.
I want no onions and pickles.
Yeah, but at McDonald's?
Yes.
At
number
McDonald's,
two.
I want the onions and pickles on my burger.
No, when I was a kid, we could only afford it. It was $2.99, and then with tax, it was $3.24. No, $3.24 in New York.
Down south, it was $3.14.
$3.24.
Yeah, they don't charge you less.
I know they don't charge you less. I just ate it without the onions.
Well,
you
Steve price. Knows. He worked at McDonald's.
You're really stupid. I'm not
Why don't you
lie.
Get it on the side?
You are what you call an idiot. What do they call it? I'm about to say
you
an
don't
idiot
even know. Look at you.
You're both brother. Stupid.
Somebody need to fix your brain.
You're an idiot.
Just as dumb.
Right? Savant.
Just as dumb.
Idiot savant.
Idiot savant.
You guys are both stupid.
Plural.
Charlemagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey.